State College Municipal Band first formed in 1976, but it's part of an American tradition of small-town bands that's centuries old. This Mother's Day, the band will feature the homecoming of a special guest soloist. Christopher Dudley grew up in State College. Now he plays in the big leagues as principal trombonist of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. He has also recently collaborated with this famous voice.
A soul kick, a soul kick. These good misses a soul kick.
Yes, that is the rock star Sting. It's the song Soul Cake from Sting's October 2009 release titled On a Winter's Night. Here's where the trumpet and trombone come in. The lower pitch to those two brass instruments, the trombone, is played by Chris Dudley. He got the recording gig with Sting after a chance meeting with a colleague at a concert.
I was standing backstage waiting for the concert to start.
And a trumpeter Dudley knew walked up to him and said,
Hey, what are you doing on Friday afternoon? Are you free? And there's this thing going on in New York.
The thing was Sting. The rock star was working on a seasonal album for winter, and he needed some brass players to play on one of the songs. Chris Dudley and his partner, Jennifer Jester, went to New York for the recording session.
She got the best end of the deal. She got to sit on the couch with him for 3.5 hours, and he made her tea, and...
Chris Dudley has played with some other heavy hitters, too. Not just Sting, but the New York Philharmonic and the Met Opera Orchestra. Now, the Baltimore Symphony. Since Dudley is coming home to play in a Mother's Day concert, I thought I'd talk with his mother.
He had a very normal kind of childhood, I think.
Dolores Dudley Simpson is a singer and pianist who was involved in the early days of educational television. She told me her son had a good ear for music, even when he was very young.
He could retain melodies quite easily. He listened to any and all kinds of music.
You know, I really loved listening to the band Chicago when I was a kid. That's really horn heavy. And I would just start trying to pick out by ear the horn lines on it.
That playing by ear began when Dudley was about 7 years old, when he saw his dad's dusty trombone just lying on the mantle of the fireplace.
And he took his father's trombone from the mantle in the living room and went off to Fairmount School.
But I was fascinated by it, and I was compelled to pull it down and start making sounds on it.
And I didn't even know that he had taken it until I was, like, dusting, you know, the next Saturday. Where is that?
I used to imitate cows and airplanes going overhead. That's a very natural sound for the trombone to make.
But Christopher Dudley quickly got past the cows and airplanes stage and started to study trombone seriously.
So parents, you want your kids to go into music without saying a word, just buy a cool instrument and leave it lying around the house.
When Dudley was in high school, he was so talented, he got a scholarship to study at the famous School for the Arts in Interlochen, Michigan. After that, there was no turning back. In his musical career, Chris Dudley has branched out in many ways. He's recorded a CD of his own jazz compositions, and he's even been known to play a little Pink Floyd. In this clip from YouTube, Dudley is playing Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb on a trombone with a guitar distortion pedal.
It's trombone running through Digitech RP10 guitar distortion pedal, yeah.
When Chris Dudley solos with the State College Municipal Band this Mother's Day, it won't sound anything like that. He'll play the solo in a contemporary classical composition, The Colloquy for Trombone by American composer William Goldstein. And Dudley's mother, Dolores Dudley Simpson, will be in the audience watching proudly.
Actually, it's quite fulfilling when you're someone who loved music so much yourself to see your son go forward. It has a sense of completeness about it.
Chris Dudley likes to emphasize the role music educators and his parents have had in his success as a musician.
Parents who let their children be involved at music at their local place of worship and at school and allow their children the freedom to go and really find out who they truly are. There's a lot of power in that, and State College is really a place where that kind of magic can happen.
As Chris Dudley and his mother have learned, great things may come from just leaving a musical instrument lying around your house. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.